I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, July 14th. Only about 1 in 5 Americans was born before the Mars era, before the first spacecraft visited the Red Planet. That first encounter took place 60 years ago today, beginning 6 decades of Mars exploration. Mariner 4 was launched in late 1964. A sister craft had failed, and early Soviet efforts failed as well. That inspired jokes about a great galactic ghoul eating Mars-bound probes. Mariner 4 had eluded the ghoul for 7 months.
Then, July 14th, encounter day.
This is Mariner Control. All systems are green.
And as this NASA film explained, they stayed green.
The shutter is operating, the TV sees the planet, the recorder is working.
Mariner skimmed just 6,100 miles from Mars. It snapped 21 pictures. The images depicted a landscape of craters and volcanic plains. They made Mars look like a dead planet. Yet Mars exploration continued. Later missions revealed that Mariner 4 was unlucky. It scanned an unusually desolate strip. Today, we know that Mars has an active atmosphere. Ice lurks just below its surface, and it once was warm and wet, with rivers flowing across its surface, perhaps filling a giant ocean, making Mars a possible home for life. Today, a half dozen orbiters and rovers are exploring the planet, and others are being planned, extending a legacy of exploration that began 6 decades ago. I'm Billy Henry.